John, get the last word. Written by Vass Derp. Hi, I'm Leobi, aka Chris Sterling, and I will be reading Dave.
I'm Ashes and Ghost, and I will be reading John. Chapter 1. John. Fondly regard, adulation. Ectobiologist began pestering Turntech Godhead at 1455. Hey, Dave.
Sup?
Nothing much. Just wanted to let you know to expect a package this week.
Forward much, dude? I mean, not that I'm not completely flattered, but what will the neighbors think? The walls are pretty goddamn thin here. And just for your information, I'm kind of a screamer.
That is not what I meant to imply just now. And also, I did not need to know that last bit.
Everyone needs to know that last bit. It's like my signature move. I call it the Banshee.
And this is all applicable because we are completely having sex.
Well, yeah. You and me are gonna spend eternity squished together like a pair of naked Barbies at the bottom of a toy box. But will you still think I'm pretty when I'm covered in crayon and tooth marks, Egbert? Will you still love me when I'm vintage?
Hey, Dave.
At the risk of sounding utterly redundant, sup?
You know, I would still love you if you were a Barbie, right? Even if some kid hacked all your hair off and lost your pretty rainbow comb, I would still invite you to all my backyard stuffed animal tea parties. I'm just saying.
You say that, but I've seen you drooling over that slut Skipper.
I was not. I was checking out her cute shoes.
You are imagining her spanking you through your creepy plastic molded underpants.
This metaphor is starting to disturb me a little.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about the sealed cardboard box full of horrible soft cookies my dad has bullied me into sending you on pain of death.
Should I be alarmed? What kind of cookies?
I don't know. I think oatmeal raisin. He went batfuck insane and baked like 500 of the goddamn things last night. If I don't send them to you and convey his sternest admonition to put some meat on your bones, I have to eat them by myself. All of them. And then, do you know what will happen to me?
Do tell.
I'll die, Dave. I will inflate and explode like that guy on Monty Python.
Shit, Broseph. My condolences in advance for your splattered organs. Thing is, I've never been much of a fan of raisins. They're grapes that forgot the sunblock. And then they show up on the beach one day 20 years later looking like beef jerky in a string bikini. Except in this case you have to eat them instead of taking pictures for your blog.
You had better eat them anyway. They are blood cookies.
Hang on. Is this a force-feeding fetish he's developing here? I don't know if I'm cool with that. Your dad is an okay guy, but my genes only expand so far before I start thinking moo-moo thoughts. And weeping.
Dave, no. You will eat the cookies until you love them. End of debate.
Awfully butch today, Egbert. You're making me wet. Excuse me while I go rub one out in the bathroom. But first, could you do me a favor and call me a dirty little piss piglet?
No. If I did, you'd tell me what that means. The cookies. Eat them. And don't think about me when you're jerking off.
No promises, Barbie. But I'll be sure to imagine myself buying you dinner first, if that makes it any better.
I appreciate that. By the way, Dave?
Better make it snappy, son. I got a halfie here with your name written all over it, in 2-inch-high letters.
I like it from behind.
Wait, what?
Ectobiologist ceased pestering Turntech Godhead at 1539.
Chapter 2. Dave, regain lost ground. Turntech Godhead began pestering Ectobiologist at 1617. Well, that was educational.
Did you fall in?
Nah, I haven't done that in like 6 months.
I sure hope everything came out all right, bro.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, it hit the ceiling. How does that even happen?
That does not sound like good times, Dave. You might need to see a proctologist.
Yeah, taking a dump is definitely the thing I was talking about there. On another completely unrelated topic, how big is your dick? I'm just curious.
What?
I am fucking with you, Egbert. Put the ruler down and back away slowly.
Yeah, more like the yardstick, because it's just huge like that.
Whew, that was a close one. Thanks for spelling it out. You almost made it funny.
That would have been a disaster.
You're telling me. Next thing you know, there'll be angels with eight hands fluttering around blowing trumpets. The seventh seal is open, and inside is the punchline of an actually mildly amusing Egbert joke. Jesus is like, okay, you know what? Fuck this species, I'm going to Mars. No, but really, have you ever measured it?
Seriously?
No, this is still me fucking with you. But you know how I get if no one plays along. Blackmail material. Now, go, go, go.
I don't know. About average? I swear I never checked.
Liar, you probably stand up against the doorway and mark it off with a pencil every week, being like, oh, John Jr., look, another whole centimeter this year. I am so proud of you.
Not every week.
See, every time you say shit like that, I get hard again. It's like I'm a coyote, and you're this shivering, helpless little bunny hopping around a meadow all fluffy and soft with your nose twitching and your ears all laid back, just begging to be jumped and devoured.
Wow, someone's into vor. You sure know how to woo 'em, Dave. I am completely erect right now. Fine. 6 inches. Your turn.
I make do with a modest 6.5.
I bet you were being serious.
That seems to be the theme of this evening.
Say, should I take my glasses off before we pork, or leave them on?
Survey says take them off. Not that I'd mind a little Megane action, assuming I notice either way while I'm busy pounding your ass like it stole my parking space. But since we're doing the whole coyote rabbit slash thing, and wildlife doesn't wear ugly square specs, we're sort of locked into the rules of my metaphor. No big deal, I'm pretty sure they'd end up knocked off and covered in spooge anyway.
Haha, gross! These frames cost my dad like $100. Jeez, where do you come up with this stuff?
Egbert, I'm a teenage boy. I'd fuck a hole through a tornado if it stayed in one place long enough.
Dave's dick was the center of the storm.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for getting it.
It's because I spend all my time admiring your penis from afar. I can't help it. It's visible from my house on clear days. As you have reminded me several times already this week.
It's a blessing and a curse. If it helps, I try to tame the beast at least twice a day. That's how I can keep it PG between us and our little chats, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're so selfless with your wanger, Dave. Let's embrace like bros.
What if I just shoved it down your throat instead and sort of, I don't know, celebrated my emerging homosexuality all over your face?
I guess that would make sense, too. I mean, I wouldn't want to swallow on the first date. You'd think I was easy. I assume you aren't using a condom while we have this totally amazing sex.
Oh yeah, no question. There's no AIDS in Dreamland. Hope you like facials, bro.
Oh, totally. Would I be on my knees or what? I want to keep this fantasy as ergonomically feasible as possible. Let me know if I need to be imagining knee pads here.
Yeah, that's cool. I wouldn't want knee pain to distract you from having your face fucked.
See, this is why we are having such amazing imaginary sex. You are a very considerate fake lover. Hey, are we going to be doing anything to my junk during all of this?
Fuck, I have to go AFK for a few minutes. Something huge just came up. Turntech Godhead ceased pestering ectobiologist at 1739.
Chapter 3. John. Explain birds and bees.
Turntech Godhead began pestering ectobiologist at 1800. Right, so where were we?
Hi again. I was on my knees, and you were blasting me in the face.
Oh yeah, hope I didn't get it in your hair.
A little bit, but I don't mind if it's you, Dave. Your love pudding can land wherever it wants on my body.
Love pudding. For fuck's sake, Egbert, why is it always desserts with your family?
We could switch to a different course if you're getting bored. You could toss my salad. Oh, come on. After all I've done for you, the least you can do to reciprocate is apply your dressing to my lettuce and chow down.
Egbert, what the Christ? What websites have you been reading? I'm telling your dad before you fall into the whole two girls, one cup abyss of pornographic damnation. It's for your own good. And the sanctity of your butthole.
That is very considerate of you, but my hiney has seen worse.
I'm listening. Tell me what you've done to your poor, defenseless chocolate starfish. And why.
Because it's there. Like Everest, but tighter. Feels good, man. You're telling me you never went spelunking?
There's nothing in that particular cavern I want to see or get all over my hands, Egbert. Not every crevice needs to be pestered into submission for the sake of tawdry amusement. Especially not that one.
Sign. Welcome to the 21st century, dude. We have horseless carriages now.
Yeah, I'm a stodgy old fart because I never shoved a fat one up my poop chute and bounced it around like it was a horsey ride. Golly gee, now where'd I put my cane? Oh, that's right, I left it in the fuck you.
Dave. Dave, Dave, Dave.
What?
You were perfectly fine cyberbombing my backdoor bunker like 2 hours ago. You are a hypocrite and a pederast. Don't even deny it.
Well, yeah, but it's different when it's my cock up someone else's tight hot twink ass, because of reasons.
Because of fear of the unknown.
What? No way. I will play baseball, but I refuse to be on that side of the end zone is all. Or whatever the fuck they call it.
Bark, bark, bark.
Not rising to the bait, you sodomite. Nothing on earth will ever convince me to wear my ankles as earmuffs.
That is because you never met Mr. Prostate, friend to all.
Bullshit. You never choked the chicken, let alone milked the ass cow. Your bluff. I'm calling it.
What's wrong, Mr. Sneaky Coyote? Is your bunny hopping a little too fast around the meadow? Scared it might turn around and nibble on you instead?
I was done with that metaphor an hour ago, Egbert. Do keep up.
Mine now. Deal with it.
You know what? Fine. Introduce me to this magical land of yours. Walk me through the process of becoming best friends forever with my rump tunnel. Leave in the agonized shrieks. I want that air of realism while we frolic willy-nilly through the fields of fantasy land.
Dude, they make lube for that. Going dry is a good way to start a forest fire.
I guess smutty fanfiction done learned me wrong.
Pretty much.
Consider this my moment of credulity and dazzle me with your encyclopedic carnal knowledge. Your pants are down, the door is deadbolted. I assume your pull is as hard as Clint Eastwood's eyes, manhandling the skin flute like you're trying to play Flight of the Bumblebees on it. What do you do next?
Okay, well, first of all, let's not bring Clint Eastwood into bed with us. He is not my type.
Fine, it can be Matthew Modine since he's been naked around Nicolas Cage before, fulfilling your deepest desires, even if he was a bird at the time.
Suck my dick, dude. That was a great movie, and you should be ashamed. But let's just keep this about you and me.
Okay, then teach me, Sensei. Show me the ways of Bung Vu.
I will if you'll shut up for a minute, asshopper. That's the spirit. So, you get your dick out.
Scroll up. Already did that.
Shush! Wait, are you looking at porn in this masturbatory choose-your-own-adventure? Or is this more of a closed-eye fantasy fap?
Watching a movie. In the spirit of our butt play theme, let's make it Kinky Bye Guys Volume 28. With two bodybuilders spit-roasting a cheerleader and making out over her naked back at the same time. Maybe one is blonde, the other has, like, black hair, and both of them are just dripping sweat and sort of moaning a little. Then they switch and, oops, the cheerleader isn't the one in the middle anymore. Oh shit, what do we do from now? Hmm? Can we start from there, hypothetically?
Sure.
All right. So, let's take it from the top where you're jerking it to the three-way. And action.
Well, I guess the first thing I would do is keep spanking it a while. Really get in the mood, you know? You don't want to go there unless you are totally relaxed. So keep doing that until it starts, you know, getting good.
How? Elaborate on technique.
Geez, I don't know. Up and down, I guess?
Slow or fast.
Why does it matter?
It just does.
Dave, you need to stop cock-blocking imaginary John in the middle of his happy time. He can't get off under this kind of pressure.
I can't picture it unless you give me details, ass clown.
Pillow biter.
Shirt lifter.
Anyway. Okay, fine. Up and down, kind of slow.
Cut or uncut?
Cut.
Awesome.
Shut up. Keep that up until you're nice and worked up. Then, the important thing, you need lube, Brosif. Lots of lube. However much you think you need won't be enough.
This sounds messy.
You will have to cope with that, Dave. It is your cross to bear.
I wasn't complaining. By the way, what's going up there? Do you just use your hand, or...
Hand first, I think. Unless you're really, really bored.
Oh, fuck. You really have done this before. Please tell me you never did it with something that went back into the fridge afterwards. I've eaten dinner at your place. Don't tell me you gave me indirect ass to mouth. I don't think I could take that.
Ew! Okay, that's it. Sex is canceled. We all go to bed with blue balls.
That is cold, man.
But seriously, I have to go. It's dinner time. We can pick this up later if you're done setting the scene. BBL!
Don't eat the carrots, John's dad. For the love of Christ, please, don't eat the carrots!
Ectobiologist ceased pestering Turn Tech Godhead at 2010.
Chapter 4. Dave, get on top of the situation.
Ectobiologist began pestering Turn Tech Godhead at 2133. Okay, I'm back. You'll never guess what we had for dinner.
I'm gonna go way out on a limb here and guess... cake. Again.
Meatloaf cake. With mashed potato icing. And green bean candles. My father is a menace!
Yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and call CPS for you. As soon as I finish my nourishing spread of Doritos and flat Aldi cola with cat hair in it. Which is like, what the fuck? I never even had a cat, but whatever, I'm getting off topic. Must be the scurvy fucking with my short-term memory again. We'll get you somewhere safe, Brosephine Baker. Just hang on a little longer.
You're a true friend, Dave Strider.
Yeah, you are the only person I would ever trust to stick a finger up my ass while sucking me off.
I know. I love you too, dude.
Oh hey, while we're on the topic of anal piracy, I've been thinking about their whole puckered fun zone fantasy, and I gotta say, I'm not feeling it the way you have the whole scenario laid out. I mean, okay, yeah, watching you poke around up there like you lost your car keys is fun and all, but I feel all kinds of left out and just sort of gazing deep into your ass and wishing I had a ticket to ride that roller coaster.
Huh. And here I thought you would be all for the voyeurism thing.
Well, yeah, usually. Nothing makes me harder than imagining watching you get all slicked up and fuck your fingers with that derpy look on your face like... someone just told you they were making a Goonies sequel. Maybe leaking a little pre-cum or something and rubbing it around the head. I don't know. I'm just saying in general. I already fapped to that. So what say you and me take it up a notch just this once? Maybe introduce some audience participation? It'd be educational if I were the one making you whimper and clamp down is all I mean.
I am so honored! This is like being asked to the naked butt sex prom by the big gay quarterback. Oh gosh, what will I wear?
How about me, draped all across your back, sucking on your neck while I slam you into the mattress? That's what all the popular girls are wearing this year. It even comes with its own matching pearl necklace. It'd look really nice on you. So how about it, princess? Want to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? Please say yes and make mine the happiest dick at the planet.
Oh, Dave, of course I'll go with you to butt sex prom. But don't think I didn't notice you switching me to catcher again, you chicken. Shit, we just went from dating to sports.
It's all right. I'm used to the metaphor mixing by now. Now bite my zipper with those beaver teeth and get these pants off me before I come in them.
Swoon. All right. You are now completely naked. We are both naked, Dave. Naked together. Be gentle. It's my first time.
I bet you say that to all the pervs.
Well, yeah. But this time, I really mean it. What with you about to fill me with your... Fuck. What do you call it again?
It's a penis, Egbert. Jesus Christ, this is getting into creepy Ice Cubo Chin Chin territory now.
No, I mean, surely you must have given it a pet name by now.
How about we call it, oh my god, fuck me harder, oh god, Dave, oh god.
Penis it is, then. Anyway, we're naked because you've just blandished me right into bed with your smooth talk of Goonies sequels and orgasm hickeys. And all that stuff I said earlier about the lube still applies, only now you're going to be doing the work. Sound good?
Egbert, I'm going to make you scream my dick's name so hard your dad thinks you just got religion.
Sweet. This metaphor just got super blasphemous. My nipples are all scrunched up. Does that mean I'm going to hell?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Now let me come over there and get into you before I start making cake jokes.
No. No, no, no. Don't you even go there.
Ooh, I'm blowing out your candles. Let me cut off a slice of that sweet vanilla goodness.
Dave, no!
And lick all the cream off.
Dave motherfucking Strider, you shut your whore mouth right now!
Looking right in your eyes as I whisper, "Happy birthday, Johnny boy," and swallow it all down.
Fuck. There. Are you happy? It is wilted. You killed my dick. You asshole.
Chapter 5. Dave, be the pony. Well, goddamn, ain't my face red. Anything I can do to cheer the little feller up?
No. It is expired. It is dead. It is an ex-dick. Not even the tenderest of tongue baths will restore John Jr. to his former glory.
What if I took the whole damn thing and didn't even gag on it? Lips all up against your balls, Egbert. Would that help? Or should I just clap my hands and say, I believe in fairies around a mouthful of your swooning beef truncheon? Because I do believe in fairies, John. I do. I'm sucking one off right now.
I dunno.
Come on. Don't you pussy out on me, goddammit. I'll even swallow. Just don't you leave me here alone with this angry boner.
Okay, fine. I guess I'm hard again. But watch it. One more remark about the batter witch in this candy-colored fantasy of waving schlongs goes away forever, Strider. Now, about that swallowing.
Yeah, done and done. Now what?
Now is the part of the show where I introduce you to Mr. Prostate.
Friend to all, yeah, I know. I guess I'm handing you the lube or whatever. The condemned man preparing for the firing squad. You better have clean fingernails in this fantasy, because I am not getting dream tetanus again.
Totally clean, trimmed and filed, like the hands of a true and dapper gentleman. I would never presume to touch your booty with anything less than the most polished of manicures.
That's a relief. So are you jacking me off too, or what?
Yeah. One hand is sliding up and down on your cock, and the other one approaches ground zero.
Cool. I bet it's slick as hell.
Like a slip and slide, dude. Just chillax and let me work my magic. I swear, your behymen won't know what hit it.
Sure. Okay. Also, Egbert, just as an aside, if you tell anyone I took it up the butt, I will staple your balls to a moving bus.
Am I to understand that you are tensing up, Dave? Because it is going to hurt more that way.
No, I'm chill as fuck. Just stick it in already.
Okie doke. I am just using the one finger right now. For the sake of this fantasy, let's assume you are as tight as my Nana's handwriting.
Holy fucking shit. That is the worst dirty talk I have ever fucking heard. Shame on you. Ugh.
Call it payback for the cake remarks, Raspberry Face. But seriously, it's going in and out pretty easy now. How do you like that?
Let's assume it didn't kill me.
You know, Dave, I just had this mental image of you doing all this stuff in your room right now, pretending it was me. I mean, I am not saying you are, but wouldn't it be weird if you had a finger up your ass because I told you to put it there? Dance, puppet, dance! Ahahaha!
How the fuck would I be typing if I had a hand on my dick and another up my ass? That makes no goddamn sense.
Good point. Too bad. It would have been funny. Gosh, your heart is a rock. It's twitching all over the place just from me petting it. Has it been a while?
Nah, a couple of hours. Being a teenager rules.
Sure does. Do you think you can take another completely fictional finger?
Yeah, sure. The first one is always the hardest, right? Everything else is just sliding down that slippery slope. By the end of tonight, this blushing version is going to be the engine of a 5-mile man train, plunging forward in a thick white cloud of steam. God, this feels good.
Isn't imagination fun? Speaking of making shit up, I am completely macking on your nipples right now.
You get so much done in a day. Worker Bee's got nothing on John the Blowjob King.
Yep. All right, dude. Brace yourself. I'm about to show you the world. http://www.howtobuttfucking.de/fuh/harassingtheprostateforfunandprofit.gif. Follow this treasure map.
Wow, a cross-section. That's hot as fuck. Let me just spatter it with some jet after jet of hot young Odu Stallion.
X marks the spot. That's where I'm aiming right about now. Not too hard, not too soft. Sort of just saying hi. Let me know when I have introduced you to your new best buddy, Dave. I will be over here, completely flogging your dolphin for you. I mean, in case you were wondering.
Okay, hold on. How will I know when... Oh. hey. Hello there. Is that...
Friend to all. Smile.
Holy shit.
Attaboy.
You smug little nerd. If you don't flip me over and fuck my freshly unpackaged ass right now, I will take my toys and my shiny new prostate and go home.
Oh no you don't. I just got my boner back. No way I'm putting it away now. The Anaconda is now on the hunt, and Jennifer Lopez is you.
Worst movie ever.
Shh. Only ironic gay sex now. And no, it wasn't. It was cool.
If your fingers didn't feel like a piece of heaven stuck halfway up my ass, I would call you so many names right now, Egbert. Jesus fucking. Jesus.
All right. I'm going to utterly destroy your anal virginity now, Dave. This is going to be super awesome. Be sure to moan a lot. Like, porn moans. Porn girl moans.
No complaints here.
Yeah, I'm basically giving it to you like it. Which I'm guessing involves some kind of humiliating language, right?
Yeah.
Cool. How about, take it, you dirty little whore. I know you like it when I use you like the toy you are. You know what? I'm totally going to come in your ass. That's what you get for making fun of my glasses. And my teeth. Actually, on second thought, I'm going to shoot my entire load in your ass first, and then I'm going to drink the last apple juice you have stowed in that hat box on the top shelf of your closet. In case you are wondering, this is where I start really laying into you with my cock. Your prostate does not know what the fuck. Pretend I'm trying to poke a hole through the bed with my massively erect dong, and your tight pink ass keeps getting in the way. Maybe I should mention how I'm spanking that ass a little bit while I'm at it. What do you think, Dave? Never mind. This is my fantasy now, and you can't stop me. I am now totally slapping you on the ass every time I pull out. Ha 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 ha, no orgasm for you. Deal with it. So, yeah. That's pretty much what I am up to right now. Fucking you in the ass hard and fast while I spank you and call you my tight little cum slave. Is that too many things at once? Oh well. I am pretty sure you are completely unraveling right about now, what with all the various ways I'm violating your tender young body to get myself off. How's that pillow taste now, Mr. Tough Guy? Let's assume it's really good, because you keep going back for more. Had enough yet? Dave? Okay, that's just rude. Just for that, I'm going to make you come all over your bedspread, so you have to be my slut and do laundry too. Ha! I'm not spanking you anymore, just jerking you off, in case you were wondering. Are you seeing stars yet? Should I suck on your neck? Turnabout is fair play. Dave, come on. My imaginary wrist is getting tired. If we do this too long, you might have some trouble sitting down tomorrow. Dave. Earth to come, slut. Come in, come, slut. Ha ha, no, wait. That's my job. Holy cow, you're tight. Is what I would be saying if this were real. I can't hold on any longer. Hold on. Wow, my stuff is everywhere. Sorry about flooding your ass, dude. It was an act of God. No stopping it once it started. I hope you felt that earthquake, Dave. I think it was at least an 8.3 over here. Fine. If you're going to ignore me, I'm going to pull out and finish you off with my mouth. That'll teach you to go AFK while I'm knocking your socks off.
No, it's cool. Mission accomplished. You had me squirting at cum slut. Jesus Christ, Egbert. I know the rule of broship is we don't talk about our cocks and actually mean it, but I gotta ask. You seriously got through that without actually having to jerk off even once? Seriously, what are you, a robot? Have you no heart? I'm more or less glued to my computer chair here by my own fluids, and my cock is in a coma. And you're all like, trollololololol, la foul mouth sans merci, up in here. How can you not be humping every surface in your room 24/7 with a dirty mind like that? Reveal your secrets, you freaky little bitch. How do you do it? And why didn't you ever do it to me before? Was I too subtle or something? God damn, my toes are still uncurling.
Whoops, sorry, I had to go clean up. Let me scroll up and read. Haha, oh Dave, you are a card. It's just so much more fun to mess with you. And, oh hey, by the way, I have a present for you. http://omghosty.cn/pornload/howispentthelast30minutes001.jpg howispentthelast30minutes002.jpg howispentthelast30minutes003.jpg howispentthelast30minutes004.jpg howispentthelast30minutes005.move howispentthelast30minutes006.move That last one is the best, in my opinion.
Oh my god, he recorded it. Fucking saved.
If you look to the right of the tissue box, you can see where I've set up my microphone for the speech-to-text program. It's pretty accurate. Saves me a lot of typing when I'm occupied, Dave.
Okay, I admit it, you broke my brain. This is like finding out your Sunday school teacher is a porn star, except hotter. No fucking way that's 6 inches! I'm not even sure I can take the real thing without it coming out my eye or something, but holy shit. That is a cock that could boost tourism. And I want it to live in my mouth.
I'm glad you like my dick, Dave. We should do this again soon.
Yes. Yes, we should. I'm going to go get a drink about a... I'm going to drink a gallon of this shitty pop to rehydrate. And then I am setting up my webcam, and then I challenge you to a rematch.
Anytime, any place. My body is ready.
You complete and utter freak.
Oh, hey, my dad put a bunch of chocolate chip cookies in with the oatmeal raisin. I asked him for you.
Sweet, thanks. I love chocolate chip. I can give the raisin abominations to Bro or something. That motherfucker would eat the slime off a dock pier if it had sugar on it. No offense to your dad's truly excellent baking.
Haha, yeah. Remember that time Bro ate a corn chip you found behind the radiator for $5?
Been trying to forget that, Egbert. Thanks for bringing it fresh to the top of my list of things that prove there is no God. The worst part is how it didn't make any noise when he chewed it. I think I might be scarred for life. My innocence is lost forever.
I know, dude. I know. Ectobiologist ceased pestering Turntech Godhead at 22:13. The end.